Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, this time called Tibet. Guess who's not coming to dinner? What do Robert Mugabe, Bashar al-Assad and the Dalai Lama have in common? Well, none can expect an invitation to dinner at Downing Street. And what has His Holiness, the exiled spiritual leader of Tibet, the 14th Dalai Lama, done to join this exalted company? Nothing. I'm sure David Cameron would find him perfectly splendid company. I once spent a weekend with His Holiness whilst making a documentary, and I can vouch for his intellect, patience, good nature, and sparkling humour. He would make an excellent companion as the brandy and vegetarian Ferrero Rocher came out, and he and Mr. Cameron discussed the manifestations of the Bodhisattva of compassion. From memory, the Lama has never engaged in mass murder in Matabele land, nor overseen a brutal dictatorship in the Middle East. However, should such a convivial evening ever take place, which it won't, Mr. Cameron would quickly find that he was no longer invited to dinner with anyone in the Chinese government above the position of second secretary at the embassy in London. After all, when he and Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg had the temerity to see the Dalai Lama in May 2012, they went to St. Paul's Cathedral for the meeting, and very soon afterwards, the British ambassador in Beijing went to the Chinese Foreign Ministry to be told the British were off the menu for the next 12 months. Well, slow forward 18 months, and Mr. Cameron is in China with a big trade delegation and a small human rights itinerary. The Downing Street travelling team points out it is raising human rights with the Chinese. That's true, but the Chinese can afford to be relaxed about this. After all, Mr. Cameron raised the issue of Tibet in Parliament earlier this year, and he went out of his way to reiterate that the UK government does not support Tibetan independence. And lo, it came to pass that a large UK delegation went east. Some of our enlightened fellow Western nations, who also take a dim view of the police state that is China, are muttering about the UK's blatant attempt to ingratiate itself with Beijing. However, that's not stopped any of them making similar efforts. In fact, the cooling of the British-Chinese diplomacy didn't really make much of a dent in trade relations, and the UK remains fourth in the increasingly competitive table for Chinese investment. The Chinese gave Britain a verbal diplomatic slap, a warning that if you want to think long-term, don't think Tibet. And therein is the reality. All countries are vying for a chunk of the Chinese market. Picking arguments with Beijing over things they are mostly powerless to change will not help. Bringing up human rights is one thing. It's not a deal-breaker for China. Seeing the Dalai Lama is of another magnitude to them. Meeting him confers legitimacy to his cause. And essentially, his cause is to take a huge part of what the Chinese say is their territory, Tibet, and make it independent. And that really is behind it all, even if they do say all they want is autonomy. Given that Tibet is critical to Chinese security in the Himalayas, it's clear China will never let it go. It's a similar story in the Uyghur region. So Mr. Cameron could go to dinner with the Dalai Lama, stick to declared principles of ethical foreign policy, and in the long term, miss out on the world's second largest economy, at a time when Britain's future inside the EU trade bloc is at question. Or he could go to dinner with President Xi Jinping. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.